Today, we continue our systematic study on the precious words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我们继续有系统的来看主耶稣在马太福音宝贵的教导。
For the past 1 month, we have been paying attention to the words of Jesus in the Lord's Prayer.
那过去一个月里面呢，我们就关注主耶稣在主导文里面的说话。
Today, we have come to verse 13.The last two sentences of the Lord's Prayer.
今天我们就来到第十三节，就是主导文最后的两句。
We learned in the past weeks that the Lord's Prayer contains a list of things that we really need, things we need to know, and things we must do.
前几周我们学习到主导文为我们列出了好几项事情是我们真实的需要。就是我们需要知道的事情，还有我们需要去行的事情。
And to, for the recording of the past messages on the Lord's Prayer, I refer you to our website.
那过去几次关于主导文的录音，我就指引你到这个我们的网站。
And today we come to verse 13. Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from evil, or rescue us from the evil one.
那我们就来到十三节，这里说不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，或者是脱离那恶者。
In the first talk about the Lord's Prayer, Brother Albert made the point clearly that the words of Jesus ends with the words, "Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from evil." It doesn't go on further.
那第一次的分享里面 ，Albert 弟兄就跟我们提到主导文是以这两句结尾的。不会就没有再继续下去。
The words, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, Amen." These are words that were added on later on.
那传统的翻译后面还有两句，就是因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远 ，Amen。那这个是之后加上去的。
Roughly about 100 years after the times of Jesus, the early church felt, well.Maybe we should add some more nice-sounding ending to the prayer.
那大约在耶稣之后的一百多年以后呢，那教会就觉得在主导文要加一个好听一点的结尾。
But the original words of Jesus ends with, "Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one."
但是主耶稣他的原话是停止在不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶。
Now, it is awkward, to say the least, to end an important prayer with words like temptation, evil, and having to be rescued.
确实，一个祷告用试探救我们脱离凶恶作为结尾，那是有一点奇怪的。
But this is precisely what Jesus said.
但是正正是耶稣他的原话。
So, in order to get to what the Lord had said originally, today we do not pay attention to the added words.
那为了正确地明白主耶稣他本来所说的，那我们就不去关注在后来加上去的这个结尾了。
Why ends an important prayer with, "Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one"?
那为什么这样一个重要的祷告的示范要用不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶作为结尾呢？
What does Jesus want to teach? What must we need to know? What must you do?
主耶稣他要教导我们什么呢？那我们需要知道的是什么呢？那我们需要去行的又是什么呢？
Let me make some preliminary observations.
让我在这里做一个很初步的观察。
If you look at the Lord's Prayer, you'll find the thoughts of Jesus begins with what is good and then turning to what is evil, from good to evil.
那如果我们留意到耶稣的思路在这里，他是从一些美善好的事情作为开始，然后慢慢就想到这些邪恶的事情。
The only God, our Father in heaven, He is good.
就是独一的真神，我们天上的父，他是好的。
His name, which represents his whole personality, is good.
那他的名字就代表了他整个全人，那这个也是美好的。
The coming kingdom is good. The gift of eternal life in the kingdom of God is very good.
那要来的神的国度也是美好的。永生是在神的国度里面，这也是美好的。
God's plan, His will is good.
神的旨意，这也是美好的。
The fact that he wants us to depend on him totally, asking for strength in the present age, is good.
他想要我们不断地去依靠他，求他才有能力，这也是好的。
But an unforgiving heart towards someone who has hurt you is not good for you.
对于那些伤害过你的人，你存有不原谅的心，那这件事情对你来说是不好的。
Temptation is evil, is not good.
试探是邪恶的，是不好的。
So the Lord's Prayer begins with what is good and ends on purpose on what is evil.
主祷文是从一些美善好的事情作为开始，然后慢慢就是故意的去想到不好的事情。
A second observation.
那第二个观察是
，The Lord's Prayer, especially in verse 11, starts with the picture of total safety.A lifestyle that is totally dependent on God's provision.
第十一节我们看到有一幅图画我们描绘出来就是全然的去依靠神。
Give us today our bread for tomorrow. But we must ask, seek, and knock on the Father's door until he grants the strength for the day.
我们明日所需的食物求你今天赐给我们，但是我们必须不断地寻求神，去祈求他叩他的门，好使到我们可以得着力量。
Only this type of Christian life where the disciple is totally dependent on God's provision is safety.
那唯有这一类的基督徒生命，就是这个基督徒呢是完全的依靠神，那这才是有安全的保障。
Any other so-called Christian life is not safe.
那任何其他一类的所谓基督徒生命呢，就不是安全的。
That's why I have spoken against the false doctrine of once saved, always saved many times over the past 8 years.
这也是为什么过去八年里面我多次的指出，一次得救永远得救这样假的教导是错误的。
Jesus' teaching about safety in God through totally depending on Him is in stark contrast with once saved, always saved.
那对比起这个一次得救永远得救的教导呢，主耶稣所教的就是完全的依靠神才能够存活，那这是非常大的一个对比。
So then our second observation of the Lord's Prayer today is about coming from safety to danger, extreme danger.
我们第二个对主祷文的观察是，主祷文是从安全保障一直来到危险。
In verse 13, we see the word temptation. Notice, Jesus doesn't say troubles in life. He says temptation. He doesn't say bad things that happen in your life. He said temptation.
十三节我们就看到这个字试探。那大家要留意，这里耶稣并没有说到生活上的麻烦，或者是生命中遇到不好的事情，而是他是用试探。
And then he uses the word evil, or a more correct translation is, the evil one, the devil, is the arch enemy of God. He's the worst person in existence, the most evil character you can think of.
那他后来又提到凶恶、邪恶，那更好的翻译就是那位恶者。那恶者是神的宿敌，但他是所有造物里面最邪恶的那一位。
And then we see the word rescue or deliver. Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one.
我们也留意到拯救这个字，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
All these words imply danger.
那这些都是意味着有危险。
But the word rescue implies that this is a danger once fallen into it,You cannot possibly get out anymore.
那这里拯救给我们看见的含义就是，当你一陷入这个危险的时候呢，那你就没有办法再出来了。
Once fallen into this type of temptation, you need to be rescued. You can't get out.
只要你陷入到这类的危险当中呢，你就靠自己是出不来，你需要被救出来。
So starkly, verse 13, the words of Jesus.Gives us a picture, a message of extreme danger.
所以十三节耶稣在这里的话就帮助我们敏感到有一个非常致命的一个危险。
The extreme danger being falling away from God.
那这个终极的危险呢，就是 离弃神，就是这个最大的危机。
The only God is the source of life. To fall away from God is to die, to be destroyed.
那神是生命的源头，如果一个人与神断绝开了的话呢，意味着他就是死亡了。
So then, the temptation that Jesus has in mind is no ordinary temptation that we face day to day.
所以主耶稣在十三节所提到的危险，就不是我们在日常生活中所碰到的一般的这些的危险了。
It is a temptation initiated on purpose by the evil one.
那就是那恶者故意的去发起的一个试探。
And it is a temptation that is designed to cut you off from the living God.
那这个试探的目的就是为了使你与这位永生神断绝开来。
It is to tempt you to fall away from your God.
是去诱惑你去背弃你的神。
And thereby to be cut off from the source of life.
那当你背弃的时候，你就与这位生命的源头断绝开了。
If and when, unfortunately,Any of us fall into that, the only thing we must do is to pray for rescue.
那如果很不幸的，我们当中任何一位落入到这一类的危险里面呢，那唯有能做的一件事呢，就是向神呼救。
I say, when you still can think of and are willing to pray for rescue, because you may not.
那我的意思是，当你还有这个心，愿意向神求救，换句话说，有可能你已经不想去求了。
The severe warning is that there is a point of no return that you must not pass.
那这里一个很沉重的一个警告，就是有一点的，如果你超过这个限度呢，那可能你就没有办法再回头。
There is a limit.There is a point you must not cross.
那是有一个限度，是有一个临界点，是你不要去越过的。
Once you pass that point, there is no possibility of rescue.
那当你越过这个限度的时候呢，就没有机会再被救了。
Because beyond that point, your heart attitude will be so hardened against God, you will not want to ask Him for rescue anyways.
那这个原因就是，当你越过了这个界限的时候呢，你心里面对神的态度已经变得非常的刚硬了，你将不会想向神求救。
You will have chosen to pass the point of no return.
那如果是这样，你就选择去越过这个没有办法再回头的那一点了。
You are cutting yourself off from your God.
你就会将自己与神去断绝开了。
The evil one has succeeded.
那个恶者就成功了。
And being cut off from God, you died spiritually.
那当你与神去断绝开来的时候呢，那你属灵生命就会死亡。
This then is the words of the Lord Jesus as he ends the so-called Lord's Prayer.
所以以上呢就是主耶稣去结束主祷文的说话了。
As I speak, I think of.A number of individuals whom I know personally in the past.
当我去分享这个信息的时候，我就想起好几位我认识的不同的人。
I was a young Catholic Christian in my mid-teens in Hong Kong.
那当我在香港的时候，当时候我还是十几岁，是一个天主教的信徒。
I was a member of the church choir.
我是这个合唱团中的一员。
I love singing those beautiful Latin hymns.
我很喜欢唱非常美丽的这个拉丁的诗歌。
Among the members of the church choir, there was a man at least 10 years older than me.
那在这个合唱团里面呢，有一个年长的一位人士啦，他大概比我还要长十多岁。
Let me just call him C to protect his anonymity.
那或许我们暂时称这位朋友 C.
He was an example to the rest of us in the church choir.
那他对我们来说在整个合唱团里面是一个榜样。
One or two years later, he decided to enter the priesthood and he went to the seminary.
那 一两年以后呢，他就决定要去接受培训，成为神父。
But then, after 1 year or so, he discontinued and came back to church.
但是一年过后呢，他就停止了训练，就回到教会。
And then I went to Canada, and then one summer I went back to Hong Kong for a holiday.
那后来我就去到了加拿大，但有一次的暑假我就回到香港。
I heard that C has gotten married.
那我就听说 C 已经结婚了。
So on a outing, on a day trip of the church, he was invited to come and he came.
那有一次教会有这个出游呢，就邀请他来，他就来了。
I noticed C was a different man.
我就发觉这个朋友 C 就完全不再一样。
His attitude was cynical and negative.
那他的态度思想是非常的消极负面的。
He became a person who sought after pleasure, physical pleasure.
那他就是变成了去追求身体上的享受的一个人。
And he did not mind doing strange things in our midst, and that affected us negatively.
那他也不在意去有一些奇怪的举止在我们当中，那就使到我们受到影响。
I didn't see him again anymore. I went back to Canada.
后来我就没有机会再见到他了，我就回到加拿大。
Sometime later, I was told that C died.
后来我就听到消息说，这个朋友 C 就去世了。
I don't know why he fell away from God.
我不知道为什么他背弃了神。
I was small, I didn't know much.
当时候我很年轻，我不太懂。
But that being my first experience of someone falling away from God left an impression.
但是这是我第一次接触到有人与神断绝这样的一个经历，就给我带来很深刻的一个印象。
While in university in Canada,
当我在加拿大上大学的时候
，I was a member of a very zealous group of Chinese university Christians.
当时候我就属于一个一群很热心在教会里面的在大学里面的一群基督徒。
There were about 120 to 140 of us.
那这个团契里面有大概120到140人。
Very prosperous, very successful Christian fellowship.
那是很兴旺一个很好的一个基督徒团契。
And I was one of those who were very zealous for God.
当时候我是其中一位对神非常热心的。
There was another brother, let me call him, let me just call him P.
那有另外一个弟兄，让我称他为 P.
He too was very zealous for God, for the Bible, and for the Christian way of life.
那他也是对神、对圣经，还有对基督徒的生活非常热忱的。
He graduated from a degree of biochemistry maybe 1 year before I did.
那在我毕业之前的前一年呢，他就从这个生物化学这个学位得到就是毕业了。
He left Canada and went back to Hong Kong.
那他就离开加拿大回到了香港。
And he was planning to get married with a Christian girlfriend in the same school as soon as the girlfriend also graduated.
那当时他有一个计划，就是与他还在读大学的这个基督徒女朋友去结婚。
So he was in Hong Kong, and a few months later,
那当时候他在香港，那但是几个月以后
，I heard news that P had changed completely.
那我就听到消息说，那这个朋友 P 就完全的变了一个人。
He didn't want to know anything about God anymore.
他就对神的事情不再感兴趣。
He didn't want to have anything to do with the Christian way of life anymore.
那他也不再想有任何跟基督徒生命有任何的瓜葛。
He wanted to pursue a medical career.
他想要去追求一个这个医学的学位。
His Christian girlfriend was shocked.
那他基督徒的女朋友就非常的震惊。
He actually canceled the marriage plan, the marriage engagement.
那这个变心的朋友那就取消了这个婚约。
The girlfriend was completely heartbroken.
那这个女朋友呢就完全的心碎了。
Shocked.
那很震惊。
What's happening?
那发生了什么事情呢？
And why?
为什么呢？
Well, the clue in this case is the man's love for the world.
那在这个世界里面，这个线索就是这个人他对世界的爱。
At one point, God was good and God was everything.
那有一段时间，神还有对他来说是全部。
At this point, the world, career, and money is everything.
但是后来，事业这个世界，金钱对他来说就是一切了。
This was before my graduation from uni. I was just maybe 22, 23. I never heard from P anymore.
那这个发生在我毕业前一年，我大约22、23岁，后来我就再没有听到 P 的消息了。
You might wonder in your mind, maybe this person was not a genuine Christian in the first place.
那或许你会觉得，那这个人或许在起初就不是一个认真的基督徒。
But we were together for 3 years.
但是当时我们在一起的时间有3年。
Every observation that I made tells me there was nothing wrong about the foundation of this person's Christian life.
那时候我三年里面的观察就告诉我，那其实这个人他属灵的根基是没有任何问题的。
As soon as I graduated from university, I went for full-time ministry. I went for training in the Bible in Montreal, Canada.
后来我毕业以后就接受全时间的培训，在蒙特利尔这个地方去接受培训。
And there, our training team, were an example of faithfulness, of zeal in the church.
那当时在教会里面，我们的这个训练队伍呢，就成为了众人的榜样，他们知道我们有热心。
In the church was a person, let me call him G. He too was attracted by our example.
那当时在教会有另外一个朋友叫做 G, 那当时他也被这个所见证到的榜样去吸引。
Like everyone in the church in Montreal, he was very receptive to the teaching.
那他好像当时候参加蒙特利尔教会的其他人一样，对信息是非常的有共鸣的。
He was zealous for God.
那他对神也是非常的有热心的。
He was very enthusiastic for doing things for God's kingdom.
那他对为了神的国度去做不同的事情非常的有热忱。
Because he was attracted by our example of faith, he was a filmmaker.
那他是一个拍影片的这个一个人呢，那他就被星星的榜样所吸引。
He asked for our agreement to make the documentary about our faith, our lives as the training team.
那他就向我们询问，征求这个允许去拍一个纪录片，是描绘这个训练队伍的信心还有他们的生命。
So he came all the way from university in New York to Montreal, and he stayed for many weeks to film us.
那他就从纽约大学过来蒙特利尔，那就花了好几周的时间去拍摄。
A year later, he graduated from film school and went back to Hong Kong.
那大约一年之后呢，他就毕业，然后就回到香港。
By the time we completed training, the first team were also sent to Hong Kong, and another person and me and went to his home to visit him.
那当时训练结束以后呢，我们第一队的训练队伍也回到香港。那我和另外一个弟兄就去探望他。
We wanted to see G because we heard that G has forsaken God.
当时我们去拜访他的原因就是我们听到消息，这个居这位朋友离弃了神。
We heard that he no longer believed in the existence of God.
那我们就听说他不再相信有一位神。
So we went and sat down, and with the inner turmoil, we asked him, "What about the past experiences you had with God?"
所以我们和他坐下来，心里面是非常的波动，我们就问他，那你之前所经历过神的真实，这些经历又怎么样呢？
He replied us calmly, all those things can be explained psychologically.
那他就很 平静的去回答我们说啊，这些事情都可以从心理学上来解释。
I'm not sure. It's not clear to me why G fell away from the living God.
那我就不知道为什么 G 就从与这个永生神去断绝开来了。
His wife, his Christian wife, another member of the Manchu Church, was heartbroken.
那他的妻子就是在蒙特利尔教会的其中一个成员，他也是基督徒，那他的心就碎了。
The mental suffering was such that the woman almost had a mental breakdown.
那这样子心里面的打击是这么的沉重，那这位姐妹差点就心里崩溃了。
Looking back, it is not clear to me why G fell away from God.
那回看我不太确定什么原因使到 G 去离弃神。
But I seem to have one clue.
但是我好像可以掌握到一个线索。
That is, in the church, he used to have relationship problem with certain members in the church.
那这个线索就是之前在教会里面他有和不同的成员有关系上面的冲突。
As a result of that clash of personalities, he was, so I was told, very unhappy.
那因为有这些人际关系上的冲突，那我知道听说他是非常的不开心。
I still remember that day in his tiny apartment, in his bedroom, his words, all those things can be explained psychologically.
我还记得在他小的公寓的小房间里面，他对我们所说的这些经历神的事情都可以心理学上来解释。
There was certain calmness about his reply.
那他的回答就有带着平静。
A certain coldness.
那有一点冷漠。
If this was a shock to me, then my next story is even worse.
那如果这个故事对我来说非常的震惊，那我接下来分享的这个故事就更加如此了。
Let me call this person M.
让我称这位朋友为 M.
While in university in the UK, M was very active, very zealous.
那当 M 在大学里面的时候，他是非常的这心非常的有活力。
What is more, M knew the Bible very well. He was a lay teacher.
那他更是熟悉圣经，他是在当时候在弟兄姐妹当中是负责教导的。
He was one of the three leaders of the Christian Fellowship.
那当时候在这个基督徒团契里面，他就是三个领导中的其中的一个。
Because of his faith and his zeal, he was, and with the other leaders, examples to everybody.
那由于他对神的热心还有他的信心，那他和其他几位的领袖呢，就是大家的榜样。
I was told that he had strong faith.
那我就听说他有一个很强壮的信心。
Because on two different occasions, he and some leaders cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
那因为就是有两次他和其他几位的领袖呢就去靠着耶稣的名赶鬼。
But some years later, he left the UK and migrated elsewhere.
但是几年以后呢，他就离开了英国去移民到其他地方。
But the time I met him again in the other place, he was a different man.
但是我再次和他相遇几年以后呢，他已经完全是另外一个人了。
His wife confided to me that he changed completely.
那他的妻子就对我说，他完全的变了一个人。
I asked his wife why.
那我就问他的妻子为什么。
She said, G had a clash with some members of the fellowship.
那他就回答说 ，G 和当时候团契中的几位有冲突。
He was misunderstood and was criticized.
他被误解，也被人论断。
And he became bitter and he changed.
他就心里面就产生了怨气。
He no longer believed in God.
那他就不再相信神。
Can you imagine the anguish of the wife who was still living with him?
那大家可以想象到这位妻子她心里面的这个怒气 当时这个妻子还和他的先生住在一起。
I remember when I saw him again, I attempted to restore some desire for God.
那我还记得当我再次见到这个朋友的时候，我尝试去在他心中去去帮助他对神再次有心。
He said to me, Why try? I died.
那他就告诉我，为什么你要尝试呢？我已经死了。
I died last week.
那上一周我已经死了。
He told me calmly.
那他就很平静地告诉我。
I was shocked. I said, what did I hear?
那我当时就非常的震惊，说到我听见的是什么呢？
I heard, I died last week. Why are you trying?
我就听见他说，为什么你要尝试呢？我上一周已经死了。
He even knew that his spiritual life has finished.
他甚至知道他的属灵生命已经死亡了。
In these four negative examples, we see some common symptoms.
那以上四个负面的这个例子呢，我们就看到共同的一些征兆。
People who fell into the ultimate temptation and fell away from God were almost often triggered by interpersonal conflict.
那我们看到共同的征兆，就是那些落入到这个终极的试探里面而与神断绝开的人呢，他们的生命中都有人际关系的问题。
Resulting in disillusionment.
那因为有 这些人际关系问题呢，就产生了失望。
Bitterness.
产生了怨气。
Unforgiving attitude.
不肯原谅人的态度。
And then from here, it goes on to become unbelief.
那进一步而发展成不信。
Not any change of heart, but the hardening of the heart towards God.
那信念就不是什么改变，而是对神的心刚硬起来。
This person have passed the point of no return.
那这些人呢，他们就越过了那个临界点，就不能再回头了。
Once that limit is passed, there is no possibility of restoration.
那只要越过了这个限度呢，那就不再可能就是被恢复过来了。
So, you see, I've spent many minutes to tell you the meaning of the exact words of Jesus at the end of the Lord's Prayer.
所以我以上花了好几分钟去解释耶稣在主导文最后他的原话。
But in ways more than one, the church, we, have tried attempts to water down, to minimize the force of the words of Jesus.
但是我们作为教会就尝试去将他的话去冲淡了，去加上一些的结尾。
I point out to you one attempt that is to add some beautiful words at the end of the prayer.
那其中一个尝试就是在主导文的后面呢加上一些美丽的说话。
I'll show you another attempt to water down the words of Jesus.
那我要为大家展示另外一个尝试去冲淡耶稣说话的这个力度。
This second attempt has to do with translating the Bible into Chinese.
那这第二个尝试呢是关于圣经翻译成中文的。
And whatever attempt it is, these attempts end up hiding the danger from our sight.
那不论这些的尝试是什么，那这个结果就是就是使到耶稣话的重要性去向我们隐藏起来了。
Those of you who know how to read English and Chinese, you would immediately notice a difference in the two translations on the screen.
那如果当中有人可以看英文和中文的，你就马上会发现在这个翻译里面有不同的地方。
In the English,which is a correct translation of the original, says, Do not lead us, God, Father God, do not lead us into temptation. But in the Chinese, it says, Do not allow us to encounter temptation.
那在英文，那英文是贴近原文正确的翻译，是说到不要 领我们进入试探，但是中文的翻译是这样说的，不叫我们遇见试探。
So you see a subtle toning down of the awkward choice of word lead us.
所以我们看到这里，选择翻译成遇见，就把原来的意思去冲淡下来了。
And where is the correct, though daring it may seem, a correct Chinese translation? Another translation other than the Chinese Union Bible, the Hehe Bun, is the New Chinese Translation.
那另外一个不同于和合本的另外一个中文翻译就是新译本。
I ask Brother Albert to read the Chinese New Translation for you in Chinese.
我请 Albert 为我们读新译本。不要让我们陷入试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
Whether it's the old Chinese Union Bible or the later New Chinese Translation, it all says, do not allow us to encounter temptation.
那不论是旧一点的翻译这个和合本，或者是新一点的翻译新一本，都是说到不要让我们，或者不要叫我们遇见试探。
But these two Chinese translations are not being honest, are not being faithful to the original.
但是这两个翻译就没有忠诚于原来的意思。
To bring out faithfully the meaning of the word lead us into temptation, I ask Brother Albert to read the correct translation.
那为了带出贴近原文，这个预见的这个翻译呢，就请 Albert 为我们读一个正确的翻译。不要带领我们进入试探，救了我们脱离那恶者。
Do not lead your children into the devil's temptation, but rescue us from him.
那这里说到不要带领我们，就是你的儿女们进入试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
Now, before I go any further, bear with me if I may allowed to make one more point about translation of Chinese.
但是我继续的时候呢，请你大家和有耐心在听我关于翻译上面的一个问题。
Now, the Chinese translation of the word temptation has been for many, many years, 试探。
那在中文翻译这个 temptation 的字，好多年的以来都是试探。
And we Chinese Christians, because we trust the Bible as the word of God, have gotten so used to the two words, 试探, we don't even question, query about the appropriateness.
但是我们中文说中文的基督徒呢，因为我们信靠圣经的缘故呢，我们就不去思想，就没有去问试探这个字。
A proper Chinese translation should be the words 诱惑。
那一个正确的翻译应该是诱惑。
Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one.
不要带领我们进入诱惑，救我们脱离那恶者。
Now this should be a correct translation.
那这应该是那个正确的翻译。
I made a point to check the standard Chinese dictionary.
那我就花时间去查看现代汉语词典。
On page 1154 to 55, I read the following definitions.
那在1154还有551页呢？就找到试探的解释。
The Chinese word 试探 has two meanings. The first, 试探者探索某些问题 namely to probe.
试探有两个解释呢。第一个解释就是试着探索某种问题。
The second meaning is to use some unclear language or gesture to trigger a reaction from a person, and then you observe her reaction to try to sound out what she is really thinking.
那第二个含义就是用含义不很明显的言语或举动引起对方的反应，借以了解对方的意思。
So, the Chinese term 试探 means to probe, to sound out a person, to feel a person out.
所以试探的意思就是试着探索，或者是去引起对方反应，了解对方的意思。
But this is not correct.
但是 这就不是对的翻译了。
The evil one does not only want to sound you out or to feel you out, he wants to destroy you.
那这个恶者就不是、去引起你的反应，要去明白你的意思，他的目的就是要毁灭你。
And for this reason, I think the traditional translation of Shitan is not adequate.
所以有着以上的这个原因呢，我觉得传统的翻译试探就不足够。
Do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one.
不要带领我们进入诱惑，救我们脱离那恶者。
Here we have a big problem.
那这里我们就面临一个大的问题。
I sounded out John two days ago. I told him the problem with translation. I said the word is not shitan, the word is 诱惑. And what do you think? I sounded him out.
那我就尝试试探阿忠，就是说告诉他关于这个翻译的问题，要看看他有什么反应。我就对他说，这里的翻译不应该是试探，而是诱惑。那你怎么想呢？
At once he said, "How can it be? God never tempts anyone. Why pray? Do not lead us into temptation."
他回答说，那神怎么会诱惑人呢？
So if we are honest.And look squarely at what Jesus says originally, we are faced with a big problem.
如果我们是很坦诚地去正视主耶稣的原话的时候，我们就面临一个大的问题。
I think it is for this reason that the Chinese Christian Church have made different attempts to water down the force of his words.
我想就是因为这样，所以中文的、教会中文的翻译呢会尝试去冲淡耶稣原来的话的意思。
I have tried very hard to understand this, and I admit I do not have the full answer.
那我尝试尽力去明白这个问题的答案，那我去承认我并没有所有的答案。
Maybe it is for this reason the Christian early church also have tried to understand these words and could not, and they find some way to add a more glorious ending to the prayer.
那这或者又是一个原因，为什么早期教会他们去思想这个问题而想不通的时候，他们就决定、用一个更荣耀的这个结尾加上去。
So I admit this is a difficult question for me, and I do not have a full answer.
所以我需要坦白，这个对我来说是一个难的问题，那我也没有所有的答案。
Perhaps, just perhaps, this is deliberate.And Jesus wanted us to think about a very difficult question.
或许主耶稣他在这里的用意是要我们去思想这个困难的问题。
What I offer you this morning is at best a partial explanation.
那今天早上我和大家分享的那是一个部分的答案。
The reason why Jesus said these words is becauseHe was mindful of his own experience of temptation after his baptism.
为什么主耶稣要这么说这些话呢？那他这么说的时候，他是意识到自己洗礼后的这个经历。
We are reminded that after Jesus was baptized, God himself led him on purpose into the wilderness to be temptedby the devil.
那我们想起在耶稣受洗后，是神他亲自带领耶稣到旷野那里去接受魔鬼的诱惑。
For many years as a young Christian, I have looked at this verse and I could not understand why did God wanted to lead Jesus into a certain place with the purpose of him being tempted by the devil.
那我作为一个当时候年轻的一个基督徒，我思想这个问题、想了很久，为什么神要带耶稣去到这个特定的地方去接受魔鬼的这个诱惑呢？
So I suggest to you and to those who will be listening to the recording that Jesus said those words because he was mindful keenly of his own experience in the wilderness after his baptism.
所以我和大家分享，还有听那些听录音的去分享，就是说到当耶稣去说主导文的这个结尾的时候，他自己是意识到他洗礼后的经历的。
He remembered that the Father led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
他记得神带领他去到旷野，在那里接受魔鬼的诱惑。
He remembered the Father allowed the devil to tempt him.
他记得神允许魔鬼去诱惑他。
And the devil's temptation, was launched in three steps, as you recall.
那大家或许还记得这个魔鬼的这个试探就有三个步骤。
Step one.
那第一。
The devil tempts Jesus to satisfy the desire of his flesh and do not make the spirit or spiritual things the priority.
那他首先去在肉体的层面去诱惑耶稣去照顾他的身体而不理会属灵生命上的责任。
Do not make spiritual things the priority.
那就 不去把属灵生命的事情作为他首要的生命中的首要。
So satisfy the flesh.
而是去满足肉体。
Step two.
那第二步。
Do God's work, yes, but you can do it in your own ways. Do not stick to God's way.
那他去诱惑耶稣，可以行神的旨意，但是不要按神的方式，而是按你的方式。
Step three.
那第三步。
So he had hope, I think, the devil has hope. After two attempts, by the third one, he will deliver the fatal blow and finish Jesus off.
那相信魔鬼在尝试两次之后，他有这个觉，他有信心能够用第三个这个诱惑去完全的去毁坏耶稣。
The third part of the temptation is, you know.The world is good. What does this world can offer you is much. Love the world. Do not make God your priority, your only love.
那他对耶稣说，这个世界是很好的，有好多美好的事情。那为什么不爱这个世界？不要单单将神当作是你全然的目标，跟你完全所爱的。
To love the world and not to love God as the only love is idolatry.
那如果一个人爱世界又爱神，那这个就是去拜偶像了。
And idolatry is fatal temptation.
那拜偶像也是一个致死的一个诱惑。
Fortunately, the devil failed in his three attempts.
那很幸运，就是很好的，就是。魔鬼三次的诱惑都失败了。
Jesus, our Lord, the Son of God, was victorious in all three.
那耶稣我们的主就是神的爱子，那他就在这三个诱惑上面去得胜。
A moment ago, I said, God led Jesus into the wilderness on one hand, but he also allowed the devil to tempt him.
那刚才我说神带领耶稣去到了旷野，他也容许魔鬼去诱惑他。
Here is something in the spiritual life, in the spiritual world, that you don't understand readily.
那这件事情呢，是在属灵生命上面，你不会很快一下子明白的一件事。
The devil needs to ask for permission from God to tempt you.
就是说到魔鬼需要向神求许可才可以去诱惑。
I'm showing you the words of Jesus, which Jesus addressed Simon Peter in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32.
那我和大家分享路加福音二十二章三十一到三十二节。
Jesus says to Peter, Simon, Simon, pay attention. Satan has asked for you that he may sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you.Lest your faith be utterly terminated. When you have had a turnaround, strengthen your brothers.
那这里耶稣对西门彼得这样说，西门西门，撒旦向神要求要得着你们，把你们像麦子一样筛来，但是我已经为你祈求，叫你的信心不至灭绝，而你一旦回头，要坚固你的弟兄。
So I say again, it is one thing that God leads Jesus to a certain place for training, but it is quite another thing for allowing the devil to tempt him.
所以我说，当神去带领耶稣去到一个地方接受 一个试验，那这是一件事情，但是当神去允许魔鬼去诱惑耶稣，这又是另外一件事情。
So I say the Lord Jesus was mindful of that terrible experience of temptation after his baptism.
所以我说耶稣他是回忆起在他洗礼以后所经历到这个非常激烈的这个诱惑的。
But in our case, when he teaches us how to pray to the Father, he says something different.
但是对于我们来说呢，当他教导我们如何向天父去祷告的时候，他是这样子教导我们的。
Jesus was victorious, but he was mindful that we are very fragile, very weak.
那耶稣在那几个诱惑上得胜了，但是他知道我们是软弱的。
He teaches us to pray, do not lead us into a situation where the evil one would tempt us to fall away from you.
那
他
就教导他的门徒，教导我们去祷告，这样说不要带领我们进入一种情况，是恶者可以发动对我们致命的攻击，使到我们与神断开。
Testing from you, yes. Training from God, yes. But do not allow the devil to tempt us fatally.
那从神来接受训练接受试炼是好的，但是请你不要引导我们去面对撒旦致命的这些的诱惑。
So this is my partial explanation. I submit this to you for examination and for to encourage a further discussion.
那这是我对和大家分享部分的这个解释，去鼓励大家继续去思想这个问题，还有一起的讨论。
In light of this explanation, let me offer a paraphrase of what Jesus meant to say.
那基于以上的这些的分享，让我和大家分享一个这节经文的意义。
Do not lead us into a situation where the evil one will tempt us with a fatal temptation.But if we fell into it, rescue us from his snare.
不要带领我们进入一种会遇见致命的诱惑的情况，但假如我们陷入进去了，求你救我们脱离那恶者的网罗。
Now I must rush on.
那我要尽快。
Let me say, Jesus said these words also because he was mindful of the experience of Israel in the wilderness.
那当主耶稣在主导文这样说的时候，他同时间也想起以色列民在旷野的经历。
God led the people of Israel into the wilderness and tested them there.
那亚伟神就带领以色列民进入旷野，在那里去考验他们。
But the evil one,took advantage of the situation and tempted the people through the flesh.
那当时恶者就利用这个情况呢，去诱惑以色列民，借着他们肉体去诱惑他们。
For those of you who would like to have a little bit more technical connection of this important point,
那当中如果有一些想更加了解当中学术性的这些解释。
One of the worst temptation that the people of Israel went through in the wilderness was called in Hebrew Massa. In the wilderness, one of the worst temptations the people of Israel went through was typified by the word Massa.
那在旷野里面，以色列民所经历过的这个诱惑，那就有个字去翻译它就是这个希伯来文 Massa.
And when the Jews translated the Hebrew scripture into Greek and formed the Aleph Six, the word, the Greek word for Massa is perismos, which is the same word as temptation.
那当犹太人把旧约去翻译成希腊文，就是这个其实是希腊文的旧约版本的时候呢，他们就把这个 Massa 这个字翻译为这个诱惑，这个 perismos.
All I'm saying is, Jesus was mindful of his experience of temptation after baptism, but he was also mindful of the experience of Israel in the wilderness.
所以我想说的就是，当耶稣在主导文去这么结束的时候，他想起自己在洗礼后的这个所经历的诱惑，那同时间他也想起以色列民在旷野的经历。
to take us further, one step further into the heart of today's message, let me make the following point.
让我们再进入到今天信息的核心，让我再分享一点。
You must distinguish clearly the motive of God, our Father in heaven, and the evil one.
那你必须很清楚的去分辨那神对我们的心肠，还有这个恶者对我们的心意。
There is no comparison between the only good God and the evil one.
那这个唯一良善的独一的真神和这个恶者比起来是完全没法比的。
God, our Father, does test us in order to do us good in the end.
那神，我们的父亲，他去试验我们，为了是我们的益处。
But God never, never tempts any person.
但是神从来都不会去诱惑一个人。
But the devil tempts us in order to cut us off from God.
但是魔鬼去诱惑我们的时候呢，是他的目的是要使我们与神断绝。
I'd like to quickly give you some important Bible references to support these two points.
那这两点我想用以下的经文去证明。
In the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, we saw God giving a command to test whether Adam and Eve would obey or not.
在创世纪二章那边，我们看到神给亚当有一个诫命，是去试验他。
Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17.
创世纪二章十六到十七节。
And then in Exodus chapter 15, verse 25, we see there Yahweh made for them a statute and regulation, and there Yahweh tested the people.
在出埃及记十五章二十五节那边说，亚伟在那里为他们立了律例和典章，也在那里试验了他们。
So you see, God does test us by giving us instructions and command.
所以我们看到神确实会考验我们，就是借着给我们诫命。
And when Yahweh provided food from heaven to feed the people, he regulated that people must gather a certain quota every day and not more than you needed to test them whether they would obey.
那在旷野里面，神从天上降给以色列民粮食，就定下了规矩，每天应该收的分量，那目的是为了考验他们是否听从神的话。
We read this in Exodus chapter 16 and verse 4.
就是在出埃及记十六章四节。
And then we read in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2.
那在生命记的八章二节那里说。
And you shall remember that Yahweh your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you and test you. To know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
生命记八章二节，要记住四十年茫茫荒野，亚伟你的神领你们走过的长路，他磨练你，考验你，探你的心智，看你是否愿意守他的诫命。
So it is a fact that after baptism, once you become children of God, the Heavenly Father, for our good, will test us. This life is a period of testing.
所以是一个事实，当你受洗成为基督徒，成为神的儿女之后，天上的父亲将会试验你，那我们今生就是一个试验的过程。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 16.
那生命记的八章十六节。
Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and he might test you, to do you good in the end?
生命记八章十六节，谁在不毛之地给你祖辈不适的玛拿充饥，一次一次的磨练考验，全为你未来的幸福。
Let me come to the New Testament scripture now.
我们就来到新约的经文。
First Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
No testing has taken hold of you, but what is commonplace for human beings. God is faithful. He will not permit you to be tested above what you are able to withstand.But simultaneously with the test, he will open a way of relief that you may be able to endure it.
你们经受的考验不外乎常人都会经历，神至可信靠，他不会让你们落入超出能力的考验，而只是考验必留出路，使你们能够忍受。
The book of James, chapter 1 and verse 12 to 17.
雅各书一章十二节。
Let me start from verse 12. Blessed is the man who holds up under testing, for after he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life God promised to those who love him. 13 and 14. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anybody. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, that is from God, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. And that means there is only goodness, only light in God. There is no trace of darkness, no evil intention in the only God.
能忍受试炼的人是有福的，因为他经过考验之后必得着生命的冠冕，这冠冕是主应许给爱他的人的。人被诱惑不可说我被神诱惑，因为神不能被恶诱惑，他也不诱惑任何人。每一个人受诱惑都是被自己的私欲所勾引诱惑的。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美好的赏赐，各样完备的恩赐都是从上面，从众光之父降下来的，在他没有改变也无转动的影子。所以这里我们看到，在神是完全明亮的，没有黑暗，没有任何邪恶的意念。
Let's read from James chapter 1 again, this time verses 2 to 4.
那我们再看雅各书一章，这次是2到4节。
Consider it joy all the way, my brothers, when you are faced with tests of various kinds.Knowing that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Let perseverance have its full effect, that you might be mature in every respect, coming up short in nothing.
我的弟兄，你要把百般磨练都看作喜事看待，须知信仰要经受考验才会生出坚忍，而坚忍必须全而发挥，使你们成全完满，一无缺乏。
Being a true father,Being our true Heavenly Father, once we become His children after baptism in this life, there will come testing from our Father. He does test us for our good.
那作为我们真实的父亲，我们天上的父亲，当我们洗礼成为神的儿女以后，那他的训练，他的考验一定会来，是为我们的益处。
There are two reasons why God tests His children.
那有两个，为什么有两点？为什么神要试验他的儿女
？You say to him that you believe in him and you follow him, but he wants you to find out what your heart truly is.
因为你说我信靠他，我相信他，但是神要让你自己去寻找到你的心里面是否是这样。
Because he knows your heart, but you don't.
原因就是神认识你的心，但是你不认识。
Your faith, your professional faith, must be put to the test.
你所口里所承认的信仰必须接受考验。
And second reason, to help his children to become like his divine character, we need to go through testing after testing in order to produce and develop perseverance.
那为了第二个原因，就是为了帮助我们能够分享他圣洁的性情，那我们就必须经过磨练，好使到我们可以锻炼出和他一样的性情。
I must rush on and come to the final point of the message this morning.
那我要尽快来到信息的最后一点。
Today we've looked at squarely the extreme danger of falling away from the living God.
今天我们很坦诚地去看耶稣的原话，就是可以离弃神的这个危险。
And in conclusion, let me read to you a selection of passages in the book of Hebrews of the New Testament scripture.
结束以前，我想为带大家看希伯来书的经文。
Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6.
希伯来书六章四到六节。
For those people who were once enlightened,Having experienced the heavenly gift, having become recipients of the Holy Spirit, and having enjoyed the good word of God and miraculous powers of the future age, if they fall away, it becomes impossible to renew them again with repentance, because they by themselves are re-crucifying God's Son and opening, holding him up to contempt.
希伯来书六章四到六节，不可能了。那些曾入光明，尝过天恩，分得一分圣灵，并品味了神的至善之言和来世的全能，却依然堕落的，实在无法使他们重新悔改了。毕竟是他们自己把神的儿子又钉上十字架，还当众羞辱。
Once that danger point of no return is passed, and a person's heart attitude has hardened, there remains no possibility of restoration.
当一个人去越过这个临界点，那他的心已经向神完全刚硬起来的时候，那他就不可能再重新悔改了。
Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 13.
希伯来书三章十二到十三节。
Watch out, brothers, lest an evil heart, devoid of faith, be in any of you, causing you to desert the living God. But exhort one another on a daily basis, as long as today is in effect.Lest anyone among you by seduction of sin become hardened.
希伯来书三章十二到十三节，当心哪，弟兄，你们谁也不可起邪心背信，离弃永生神。相反，只要还有一日叫今天，就应彼此勉励，让你们谁也不会受罪的诱骗，死硬了心。
So, and continue to read Hebrews 3, verse 14 and 15.
继续来看希伯来书三章十四到十五节。
For we become partakers of Christ if we hold firm our initial ground of confidence until the very end. This is implicit in the quotation. Today, if you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts as in the Massah, as in the Parasmon, as in the rebellion.
希伯来书三章十四到十五节，因为我们唯有守住最初的信念，坚持到底，才能加入基督，分享一份如经文所说：今天但愿你的话，但愿他的话你们肯听，再不要死硬了心，像惹神发怒的时候一样。
So we closed this morning's message with a word of love, a word of warning. Whatever we do, do not harden our hearts.Towards God, that is extremely dangerous.
所以我们结束信息，要就是对你说，爱的说话，还有一个警告的说话，就是千万不要对神硬着心，要不然你会就会灭亡。
The book of Proverbs says the one most important thing in your life is to guard your heart attitude above all else.
那在箴言那边有说到，在你生命中。一件最重要的事情就是要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
So, the last scripture, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14 and 15.
最后一段经文，希伯来书十二章十四到十五节。
As we apply the warning into practical Christian daily life, we read verse 14 and 15.
当我们去应用今天所学到主导文的内容，我们就读十四到十五节。
Pursue peace with everyone and holiness, without which,No one will see the Lord. All of you keep a careful watch, lest anyone miss out on the grace of God, lest any root of resentment take hold to cause trouble and taint many.
希伯来书十二章十四到十五节，你们要竭力与众人和睦相处，并且要竭力追求圣洁。如果没有圣洁，谁也不能见主。你们要小心，免得有人失去了神的恩，免得有苦根长起来缠绕你们，而污染了许多的人。
So, resentment, bitterness is very dangerous.
所以怨气不饶恕的态度是非常危险的。
I think this must be the reason why the Lord Jesus says, "Forgive us our debts, as we have also have forgiven our debtors."
我想这个危险是。导致主耶稣要这么说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Today we have heard the words of Jesus in Matthew 6 and verse 13, the conclusion, the ending words of the Lord's Prayer.
今天我们就学习到主耶稣在主导文的结语，就是六章的十三节。
So let's conclude in prayer.
让我们结束祷告。
I ask Brother Albert to pray.
那我们请 Albert 弟兄为我们祷告。